Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. The light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security guard for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. How straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, a.k.a. Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, low. Sharp steaks, butt nakeds. Death, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked and shit. Block a nigga in. Alondra, Rosecrans, bullets.
What's up?
I'm still in the hood. Low, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang. And niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. A couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, hearts turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip. Yeah, trip. We in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, it's so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper. They hold the codas like hostage, kill them all if they gossip. The children of the corn, saving their lives and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the powder, then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the concept is aim and they bang in the slot. Out the bitch with deposit a price on his head. The tots probably go to the projects. I live inside the belly of the rough. Compton, USA made me an angel and angel dust.
Nigga, pass Dr. the bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up.
All right. Once again, that was Kendrick Lamar with Mad City M.AA.D.City featuring MC8 EIHT. Yeah. So Kendrick dropped out this album and he was actually signing some copies at Best Buy in New York the other night. And I wish I was there. This is like one of those moments where I'm like, I wish I was back home in New York. But anyway, the kind of topic I wanted to deal with today, which came up in my mod, the house that I'm living in with the people that I love and with my friends, was we were talking about, you know, common conversation among young-minded people is about sex and relationships and about our society and what deems to be good and bad, and you know that topic has been coming up a lot lately. And so one friend of mine asked me, you know, he's a male, and he was like, does size matter, you know, to my friend and I. We're both girls, women, and we were, you know, it's a very difficult question to answer because not everybody's the same. You know, some women have, I'm telling you, our anatomy our bodies are all different, and you know, it really depends. I always say, you know, the simple line, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean. But that can vary for everybody. You know, some women just, you know, if it's small, it's small. You know, you can't really do much with it. But I feel like it also depends. If you're a fast person, you know, on the male side, you know, a fast male to ejaculate, you know, quicker, you know, you have to time frame, you know, you have to practice where you have to kind of, you know, you have to use the foreplay and the passion. So it's not like 1, 2, 3, you know, they always say like the 1 minute man And I feel bad for men because, it's, you know, I feel like it's not their fault. They're just, you know, they're just so excited it's happening and they seem to, you know, ejaculate quicker. Same thing goes for size. You know, with size, you know, some women enjoy penetration. Some women don't. Some women prefer stimulation. It really depends. And I could say from the knowledge that I know about women and men, male and female body and sizes, from all the classes that I've been taking since high school about gender, and I'm taking a class today, I went to my class today, it's called Sex and Gender in American Society, and of course we talk about, you know, what is deemed beautiful, and which is ideally, like, you're supposed to be white, blonde hair, blue eyes, skinny, and all this other mainstream crap, and I don't want to deal to that at all, but that's what the media tries to portray in our society. It's all crazy. And this one student brought her dildo, and I tweeted about it, and she brought her dildo, which is a part of the strap-on, and it was purple, and it was 7 inches long, and, you know, she was talking about, like, you know, if it's ideal for a man or is ideal for a woman, and we were talking earlier about how, like, you know, pink is for women, you know, in a general, stereotypically in our society, it's pink. And then for men, it's blue. And since it was purple, you know, because it was, it's a dildo that goes on with the, what you call those? The things that you wrap your, you know what I'm talking about. The one, like, with the strap, you know, you put that around you. I don't want to say satchel because that's what you put on a horse. A harness. There we go. Ding, 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 ding. A harness. And it's meant for masculine women or lesbian women, so the color was purple. And so, you know, you, like, you deconstruct all of that, and it's very interesting. So when it comes to penis size, apparently women, when they are aroused, their vagina canal, which is inside the vagina, not the vulva. The vulva is the outside of the vagina. I know this is vagina monologues over here. It goes from 3 inches to 7 inches. It expands, you know. And especially when you're laying down, and it expands. When you're upward, it contracts. So it's very interesting. Our bodies are all different. So when it comes to penis size, it really, really depends on who you are and if you know how to work it. And, you know, there's all, it all falls down to different categories. If you have any specific questions that you want me to talk about, or you have any comments, or you have any suggestions, or you have any comments, the number is 413-559-6766. If you want to call in and say anything, talk about your own personal experience about penis size, or your own personal experience of dealing with a small penis or a big penis, just call in. It's, you know, you could be anonymous. You know, I won't shout you out. Don't be scared. You know, I won't bite. but then it also comes down to penis envy. With males. And the thing is that penis envy, I talked about this in my first year doing the show, because we were talking about it in my class, and how women kind of have this, like, penis envy, because when it comes to having penis, you have power. And when you have power, you're successful in life, you know? But I'm happy about my vagina. I'm so happy. I don't have to deal with all those difficulties dealing with a penis. And I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud to, you know, be strong and, you know, fight for my rights and be crazy, but not the stereotypical crazy as everybody portrays women to be, especially when they're hormonal. Like, come on, guys, get over it. Anyway, with penis envy, it only has to do, when it comes to also with size, it only deals with, it goes into, like, with guys. If you guys ever watch What Women Want, it's on Netflix. You've got Netflix. You can also watch it online somehow. What Women Want. You have Mel Gibson. He actually turns into, well, he doesn't turn into, he tries on all these women products to try to be feminine, right? And he gets electrocuted from the hair dryer, from the thunder and the lightning, and he was able to hear women thoughts. And he talks about penis envy, and penis envy only happens with men. Men are only ones who are insecure with one another, because guys are like, oh, how big are you and how small are you? Oh my God, if you have a bigger dick, you have more power. If you have a small, you know, it's all crazy, and race plays a part. And, you know, we're not going to even get into that. right now, because I'm playing some music, because I know you want to hear some beautiful, you know, decolonize your mind, aka Gia, hashtag copyright. You better copyright that, Gia Del Pino. all right, so the song, she put it on my wall, and I feel like it's a really good song. It's with Lupe Fiasco, so check it out.
A dreaming child watching over me.
Bat nigga. Yeah. Hey, can we get a little break from the cocaine and the kilos? Aight nigga, we know. Aight nigga, we know. Can we get a break from the strippers on the P.O.? Aight nigga, we know. Okay nigga, we know. Hey, shout it. Ain't no future in no gangbang. It ain't no manhood in no bang bang. Ain't no honor cleaning interstates inside a chain gang. Know some rap niggas put that shit inside your mainframe. Pills make you stupid and liquor do the same thing. Rari's too expensive and they way too hard to maintain. Get yourself a Camry, nigga said a Camry. Watch that hoe depreciate and then you'll understand me. It's called being fiscally responsible. Don't let these lying images up in hip hop here conquer you. The TV's not your father, fool, that video not your mama. Try your best to be a man and your worst to be a monster.
Maybe have some roses for yeah. The latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace and mind of TV. Wow.
Same shit. Well, that's cause ain't shit changed, bitch. And please don't excuse my language, cause I would hate for you to misrepresent the true expression of my anguish. And by this far, I ain't shocked, upset, or appalled. I'm ashamed, bitch. I can't listen if you ain't saying shit. And recognize all this emptiness is dangerous. Ain't building up their confidence, we teaching them that they ain't shit. If they ain't got the latest that they saw on someone famous. Mercy of the Lord on this double-edged sword. Instead of asking where the hose is, maybe we can ask for roses
for the latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace of mind and tea for the whole why. Appreciation for the gentlemen and hit some kisses for the babies. Some peace and sanity for the whole wild.
Call the president a terrorist. Yeah. Corporate sponsors like, how the fuck you gonna embarrass us? Ain't my fault, I was just repeating this. Professor Emeritus from America, but my tone was like an Afghani kid without a home. Blew that bitch up with a drone. An Iraqi with no daddy, Palestinian throwing stones. The fuck you think they call him? I'ma leave that all alone. Cause this, the focus on this new shit is that hopeless place that I was born into systematic brokenness. Took that damn oppression and developed it to dopeness. It's that great American rap ferocious.
Roses for the latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And here's some kisses for the babies. Some peace and honesty for the whole why.
That was Mr. Lupe Fiasco. He has like a new album out, Food and Liquor 2. And that was Aya Roses. His stuff has been very interesting, and we actually have a phone call.
Let's see who is in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you want to stay anonymous, or?
My name is Pristine Pussy.
Oh, well, nice to meet you. That's such a wonderful name. Now, would you like to say a few comments on the air?
Yes, I'd like to talk about penis envy because I think that we're post-penis envy period right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the actual moment that we're in is called pussy envy. Mm-hmm. Especially, I know that men are very envious of my pussy in particular because it shoots out lasers.
Wow. Wow. Is it like a laser show or deathly lasers?
It's like a bass nectar show.
Oh my god.
In fact, when I open my legs, bass nectar plays.
I just died right now. Well, I love that. That was, I'm going to quote that and put that on my Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Hampshire College and let everybody know.
In fact,
yeah.
I think somebody wrote the other day on ICU Hampy that they enjoyed the free laser show that I gave.
Wow. Indeed.
So it's a big deal. And I think that's what's popular in modern day discourse about penis envy. Just wanted to let you know, share the love, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Pussy Power. I think it's very important to everybody know. I don't know if anybody has heard that quote when it's saying, I don't know why women they say, oh, you must have some balls because women take a pounding or something like that. I don't know. And it's some interesting quote. If anybody knows that quote, please post it on my wall, text it to me. But yeah, it's just women take it in, you know. We do a lot. And I actually want one of my friends, she wrote a poem about pussy and how a lot of artists like Lil Wayne, Vybz Kartel, everybody's telling her how to use her pussy, like learning, you know, you have to pop that pussy for, you know, like all that kind of stuff and learning how to grind it. And, you know, she talks about, like, you know, from the last time she checked, she was the one who was cleaning it, you know, birthing from it, fucking with it, you know. So
True.
It's very interesting.
You know what else? I'm tired of mainstream society and men referring to my goodies as a birthday cake. I don't know what's up with that. It kind of offends me. I'm not a birthday cake. I'm not a piece of meat. I'm not a piece of food. Yeah, I have a miraculous vagina. But other than that, like, I'm a person with feelings, you know?
Yes. Exactly. And it's too much. It's way too much responsibility, you know, like, okay, if I'm going to be with this guy, how am I supposed to show that I'm like this birthday cake? What am I supposed to put some candles on my ass? Like, and you blow it out? Like, I honestly don't know how to, you know, do all those things, you know? And it's like, I got self-conscious. I'm like, am I supposed to do this? Like, am I supposed to, I don't know. And then I look at these music videos, and if you look at 2 Chainz music video, oh my God. Oh, my God.
I just got a text message from someone saying that apparently cake is in reference to gay men's asses. Is that true?
Huh. Okay, so in general, when you say, oh, that person has a cake, I have heard recently that cake is referred for a guy's cake. And who was I with? I was at White Hut, and I saw the guy, and I was like, oh, he has a cake. And I told someone that, and they were like, oh, isn't cake supposed to be referred to as a guy's butt, a gay guy's butt? And usually cake is just referred to ass in general. I refer it to all gender ass. If you got a cake, you got a cake. That means you have a nice butt. But you see, like, it's like you have to learn how to change. You need to be aware of your terminology, but at the same time, like, if you do use it, just know that, like, you know, it's not necessarily, like, the truth. Like, you know, you don't put candles on your butt and, like, tell a guy to blow it out. Even though that could be meant very sexually just now as I said it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, what are the children listening to right now?
So, I don't think children are listening to this, but I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
So, if lasers shoot out of my vagina and I have a great birthday cake, will I be considered a bad bitch?
That is a very good question. That is a very good question. In my books...
What do you think about that term, bad bitch?
I actually want to play the song Bitch is Bad by Lupe.
Oh, I think you should play that and decolonize your viewer, your listeners' minds.
Yes, I
I'm going to go eat some cake.
You go eat that cake, girl.
While I eat it.
Yes. I want to see fireworks coming out of your house right now. I really just want to see fireworks.
Dude, it's dangerous.
It must be. You know, there's a hazard. You know, you have to be like 10 feet away. No, yeah, I'll play Bitch is Bad by Lupe, and I'll kind of decolonize it a little bit before and after.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What an interesting show we're going to have tonight. You see, I was writing down all these topics, and I was just like, oh, this is going to be intense, especially because I have some great listeners who have something to say. And thank you, Isade, for writing that on my wall. I appreciate the fact that you're tuning in, especially the fact that we're both in Massachusetts right now, and we're not in New York. I don't know if you're in New York right now, but I'm missing home right now. But yeah, so everybody knows. Oh, we got another call. We got another call. I'm excited. We got to hear what society has to say. Hello, you're tuning into Underground Stars.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Who is speaking? Or do you want to keep anonymous?
I'm anonymous.
Okay, let's be anonymous.
I just want to say.
Oh dear.
That light show. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Whatever's okay.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
A play, right? This is anonymous, right? But what you need to play is some photo.
Some photo. Where can I get some photo?
Photo? You can get photo at photomusic1.bandcamp.com.
Photomusic1.bandcamp.com. All right, let me write that. I was actually going on your stuff and I couldn't find, I was like, where's the link? I was like, photomusic.com.
I mean, it's not my stuff because I'm not photo.
All right, you're anonymous. Okay, photomusic1.bandcamp.com. All right, if I'll play one of your songs. I know, or photo songs. I'll play one of photo songs. Okay, we got to keep it anonymous. I apologize. I should be fired right now.
Right. See, now, what I wanted to say is, right.
Any comments about bad bitches or cakes or pussy power or penis envy, penis size? Various topics you can choose from.
I just want to say, right, is if you wearing heels and nothing else, bitch bad.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
If
okay.
You ain't got no job, but your gear is fresh, oh yeah, bitch bad.
Oh dear.
You know what I'm saying? If you... spending this dude's money over here and then taking this dude's money over here to get your hair and nails done, guess what?
Bitch is bad.
Bitch bad. Okay, that's all I want to say because that pristine pussy chick, I don't know if she was talking about all that lasers and shit, but, you know, like, I'm not for that. I don't want to see lasers. I want you butt-ass naked with heels on.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that right now. Okay. So, today in my class, right, we had to choose an object, a gender object. You know, I spoke about the dildo, the girl bringing in a dildo, talking about, you know, gender, whether it's going to be, is it going to be for women or men of a dildo? Is it going to be for gay men, lesbian women, etc. When it comes to high heels causes limitations for a woman. How the hell are you going to run if someone's attacking you in heels? I mean, yeah, you could take them off and beat the guy up or just run with them on. But, you know, there's a lot of women clothing. I'm sorry, I just want to go off a little on a tangent about, like, there's a lot of women clothing that limits a lot of women from, like, doing, like movement, like, a lot of movement. Like, let's say pencil skirts, dresses, high heels. And it's just a little too much, especially if you know, wearing something tight to show off your curves and all that. And, you know, it's great to look beautiful and stuff like that, but you can't move. You're in pain. Like, how, it's like you're almost like a model-like figure, like, posing and I think a bad bitch and bitch is bad, you know, like, now I feel like there's coming to a terminology now. There's now, okay, if a woman is, you know, she got her education on, she's beautiful, she's intellectual, she's, you know, she's...
See, I don't even worry about all that, because I'm not even in college myself, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all that college shit. You know,
okay,
all
right.
So if Dick ain't got no education,
no, you have none.
Well, you see, you on my level, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that college shit. Nigga, I dropped out in high school, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And bitch still bad if she ain't in college, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I like. I like somebody that's on my level.
So do you want to explain that? What is the difference between a bad bitch and a bitch bad? As you said before, just a bad bitch is, okay.
Let me tell you, a bad bitch is a ride or die, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that's going to go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do her thing for me.
For you. Because why you?
Because I'm her man.
You're her man, okay. What are you doing for her?
What do you mean? I'm giving her the pipe. I'm her man.
You're giving her what?
I'm giving her the dick, the pipe. What?
Okay, you're giving her these things. Okay, what else are you giving her? Are you giving her intellectual conversations? Are you giving her food for thought?
Intellectual shit. I already told you I ain't in college, so I ain't for that. Now you're gonna keep using,
okay, Mr. Words, Anonymous.
I'm gonna take them as disrespect.
Okay,
I'm
my.
I'm using no big words. I mean. Cause you probably in college and shit. What is this, college radio? Yeah, see, you in college and shit. You using big words and shit. I'm taking them as disrespect, so watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh dear. Oh dear. Well, I don't think if you want to get yourself anywhere above some crazy stuff, you're gonna have to get into those terminologies, Mr. Anonymous. Need to learn some stuff. Well, but
maybe
yes, thank.
One day I'll go to college.
Maybe one day. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
But if I go to college, I don't want no laser chicks shooting lasers at me and shit. I don't want none of that nasty shit.
But like, it's an out of body experience. It's an out of body experience. It's gonna make you. It's one of a kind. It's one of those things that you will never forget, and it's gonna change you.
But see what I want? I want some bitch, right?
Oh my
I'm
God!
Gonna shave her
what?
Shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God! Oh, so what about you? Are you gonna shave yours?
My shit's already. You know, my shit look like a bonsai tree right now. My shit shaved. My shit stay shaved.
Okay, but even with that,
I got lightning bolt.
Even with oh Lord. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Even with that, I'm gonna challenge that. You wanna know something? Cause we talked about you know, when it comes to shaving the pubes, shaving body hair. Okay, I'm a little conflicted, okay, because in a lot of other countries, shaving, you know, underarms or legs is, like, not necessarily, you know, something that you do on a daily basis. It's kind of like an American thing. But when it comes to, like, shaving your punani, your area down there, etc., right, when you're shaving down there, it kind of gives this idea to men. I'm going to speak specifically in a heterosexual relationship, but speaking to men, kind of showing that this woman is still hasn't reached puberty, and it kind of gives this, like, kind of this sick psychological thing where, like, he's having sex with, like, a young child, or, like, a, you know, like, that's no, I know, but that's the thing. It's like it's emphasizing that, like, you don't have hair, like, you know, like, how are you gonna be, like, 30 something years old with no hair down there? I'm sorry, but No, I'm telling you, I want to challenge, I'm challenging your ideas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, sweetheart, but listen.
Oh, sweetheart, sweetheart.
I did say, yeah, honey boo boo, listen, I did
okay,
say,
honey boo boo child.
I did say I want to shave, but let's not get it twisted.
Oh, dear.
I mean, you got a little lawn in the front.
Oh, my God.
I believe I'm still going to eat that.
Oh, my God, okay.
All
right.
I'm from
okay, Anonymous. Anonymous.
You know?
Okay, I'm going to play
Bitch is Bad by
Chicken Nuggets, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. I've been on the block since I was 16, nigga. Frosty, nigga. Spoon, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I bet.
Fucking dwarves and an ass.
Oh,
nigga.
I bet.
I'm out here.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet.
But I'm going to let you go right now, yo. But next time you get that pristine pussy chick on the line, I'm going to have to talk to her because I don't like all that nasty laser shit.
How's that nasty?
Lasers and shit, nigga? Well, I'm just trying to get it in. That shit going to make me throw up on her.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Anonymous.
I'm actually going to tell you my name, yo. I'm not going to be Mr. Anonymous. Yo, I'm Mr. Go-Getter, yo. Hit me up on Twitter.
Oh,
I got that mixtape out. Go cop that shit. That shit said every bodega, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit.
Oh, I bet it is.
Right now.
Oh, I
that
bet it is.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Go-Getter, 123 on Twitter, you know. Hit me up, nigga. Ask me some questions, you know. Get at me, ladies.
All right, boo-boo kitten. I will talk to you later. Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye. Later.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be a long show tonight. Okay. Well, since we were just talking about bad bitches and bitches bad, Lupe has a song called Bitch Bad, and it's a really good song, really good video too. Check it out if you can. It kind of talks about all these things of what you see on the TV as a young woman, and you see these women, you know, dressed in curves, like no clothes, barely any clothes, shaking the ass, curvaceous, and it kind of feeds young women, young children, young girls, basically, you know, of someone that they should look up to and be. So when you refer to yourself as a bad bitch, think about that again. But hey, be proud if you know what you're doing. Okay, I'm going to play the song now. Tune in.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine as a shorty, maybe five, maybe four, riding around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Cause I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Setting us far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable, and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance, into their intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whims. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Disclaimer,
This Raymer, Lupe's, not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gasp, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks disrespectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass, titties, breasts like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Tell her, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
All right, that was the video music song. It's talking about Bitch Bad, Lupe Fiasco. Check it out. It's thebomb.com. Also, the video is pretty intense. It's like really intense. So check it out. Lupe has definitely, he's always been such a political radical artist, so if you can check him out. But yeah, that was a very interesting conversation that I just had just now with Mr. Anonymous, aka Go Getter, aka I don't even know what to talk about right now because it's a lot happening. Anyway, yeah, as those who just might have just tuned in, we were talking about penis envy, penis size, does it matter, pussy power. Oh, are we getting a phone call? No? Someone hanged up. You scared mofos. Don't let me curse up in here. You better be, if you call me, you call me, okay? Don't be afraid. Say what you gotta say. Decolonize your mind. Hashtag copyright Gia. Oh, they're calling back. Oh. So exciting. Okay. Oh, it's for real. Okay, let's see who has to call.
Hello? Don't worry. We didn't hang up.
Oh.
We listened to.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. Would you like to be addressed as anonymous? Or,
right, well, or it's you want? Mercedes and Katie. We're going to not be anonymous.
Okay.
We have something to say on the bad bit subject.
Okay. Please share.
Okay, this goes to Anonymous. It's a gay photo. Being a bad bitch has nothing to do with relationship status.
Or a man. You can be a single bad
bitch. Yeah, you can be a single bad bitch. You can be a bad bitch in a relationship. You can even be a widowed bad bitch.
Oh, wow.
Also, it has nothing to do with gender. Men can be bad bitches, too. I know a few male bad bitches.
Are they specifically straight or gay?
I know. One of them is the father.
Yeah, one of them, yes, definitely. No, can definitely be straight. I know a bad bitch.
Oh, my God.
A father, and it's like, in his 60s? yeah, being a bad bitch just means that you have your shit together, you know. You have your academic life together, you got your social life together, you got your personal life together,
mm-hmm.
You know, you just got shit under control. You know what you want, and you go for it.
And what
I actually live in the bad bitch mod.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bad bitches only.
Bad bitches only, actually.
Well, since I've been in that mod, I guess I'm consider myself a bad bitch then, don't I?
You're definitely a bad bitch.
Yes. See, my thing is that what Mr. Anonymous, a.k.a. Go-Getter, a.k.a. Photo, mentioned, I know he was joking around a little bit, but talking about, you know, what does he have to offer on his end? You know, there's beautiful bad bitches everywhere, BBB, triple B, you know?
But my thing is, what I'm worried about is that, okay, you have these fascinating women out there who are doing their thing, but what are the men doing? Are they stimulating our minds? Are, you know, instead of stimulating us with their, you know what? And it kind of bothers me that, you know, he's just like, oh, I'm giving her the D. Okay, yeah, that's great. Okay, what else are you giving me? I don't need your money. I don't need anything.
No. Being a bad bitch has nothing to do with having a man.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, what, you know, when is there going to be a bad guy? You know, like, see, that doesn't even make sense. There's no bad guy, you know. I'm not sure.
Cool. Can you mute the computer? Okay, can you repeat that? Sophie Jam.
I'm trying to figure out how I can make the echo a little less, you know, technical difficulties, y'all.
Oh my God, it was like you had your own rap song. It was like dildos,
high
heels. Oh, wow. Model figures, dildos.
It was entertaining.
Okay, well, I'm glad you guys were entertained. But yeah, we'll go back to the bad bitches, bitch bad conversation soon. I'll just speak on behalf of what are men doing in our society besides using their penises.
Oh, remember that conversation?
What are they doing by using their penises?
Yeah, what are they doing besides using their penises?
Poetry professor, for example, just had a reading like 3 days ago where he, like, I'm sure inspired a lot of people. I mean, I was really inspired. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that we can generalize and say that men in our society are doing one specific thing or that they're not doing anything good for our society. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think definitely that men who think that bad bitches, because I see being a bad bitch as a positive thing, so I don't think that men that go around saying that bad bitches are bad bitches because they please their like male partners, I don't think those men are doing anything good for the society. But I mean, I wouldn't classify men only into that small group. I mean, I think there are men that are doing great things, and then I think there are men that could be doing better things.
Yeah.
As The same way I feel about women.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give my definition of what a bad bitch is. I'm kind of challenged Photo's definition, which definitely has to be challenged. That's probably the reason why he does not have a bad bitch right now, because he thinks that's what a bad bitch is.
Ooh, burn. Burn, baby, burn.
All
right. Thank you for tuning in and calling.
Okay. Have a good rest of it. Love
thank you. Keep on tuning
Bye.
In. All right. Later.
Woo. Oh, man. What a show. Bad bitches. Bitches bad. I think to refer to what Lupe is trying to say is that, damn, we got another phone call already? Please, please, please. I hope it's not Mr. Anonymous. Oh, Lord. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Let's see. Hello? Hello? Hi, who is this? Oh, hello, Photo.
Yeah, I'm calling. What the fuck? I'm calling to defend myself. Are you on? Are you still having me on hold?
No, I have you on air.
Oh, okay.
No,
I just want to say, I called in as Mr. Anonymous.
I know. Okay, see, I was about to defend your point right now.
Okay, well, nothing I said was serious.
No, I totally understand.
But ladies, you come at me like that again, and I'm going to punch you in the stomach when I see you.
Oh, God.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Seriously.
No, but I'll let me finish what I got to say, and let's see if you agree. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. But you'll be still be able to hear, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So let me put you here. So
So I think as we have our devil's advocate, which is Mr. Anonymous, and then we have Mercedes defending herself about bad bitches. I think there's a distinct difference that even Lupe brings out there. There's like bad bitches are the ones who, as Mercedes defined as, you know, they got their shit together, they're academically doing what they gotta do, or if they're, you know, doing whatever they have to do, getting a job, focusing on themselves, focusing on their bodies, making sure that they're okay, like they're bad bitches or whatever. And then bitches bad is like the ones that you see on the mainstream, you see them as, you know, like trying to be this ideal, like woman, you know, like where you have to like look a certain way, and it's giving a really bad role model to young girls, and it's creating problems. And there's like this ignorant mentality that is happening where you have to be a certain way, act a certain way, and it just causes a lot of problems. But thank you guys for bringing that up in the conversation, because I think it's definitely needed to know what a male has to say and about this term, and like, do they take it serious? Do they take a woman serious when they call themselves a bad bitch? So that's what I kind of want to ask you, Photo. What do you think if a woman considers herself a bad bitch? How do you consider her? When a woman considers herself a bad bitch, how do you consider her? What do you think when a woman considers herself a bad bitch?
I mean, when I hear girls say, you know, I'm a bad bitch, I'm this, I'm that, I usually ignore it. One, because I don't like girls doing that whole flip flop thing, like, you know, it's never happened to me, but I've seen it. You know, you call a girl a bitch and she's like, oh my God, he did not just call me a bitch, and then turn around and be like, I'm a bad bitch. It's like, yo, I don't have time for that. Like, if you're going to say that, keep it to yourself. And, like, you know, because it's that debate, getting into that debate with any girl is always messy.
Yes, it is.
Indeed it is.
For sure. And I totally understand where you're coming from.
It's a very interesting concept. But thank you. Thank you for that.
That's it?
Yes, I'm gonna put some music on.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
thank you. Oof. Overheated topic. Oh Lord.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Who's calling in?
Elijah.
Oh, well, hello, Elijah. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for tuning in to the Underground Stars show. Do you have any comments to say about the topics that are happening?
Yeah, I would just like to say that it's not only men, and I think we should try to change the focus, because you have females out there saying that they want a real nigga, and that would be the exact equivalent of wanting a bad bitch. And what exactly is a real nigga? What does that mean?
Hmm.
So, you know, the same girls that are out there saying that, you know, they don't want to be called a bad bitch are saying they want a real nigga. And I was just like, okay, well, you're not a bad bitch, but what's a real nigga? Am I a real nigga?
See,
I'm not sure.
I think what I'm going to do for my next assignment for my show is interview people and ask them those questions. I'm going to the city this weekend, so let's see what people have to say. I think generally, I think it's just being good civilians, good, attractive civilians. You know, I think at the end of the day, women want to be treated with respect. You know, and if they have to call themselves bad bitches to get that, you know, it's sad to say that's what you have to do. And the same thing goes for males. If they have to call themselves whatever the case may be, to consider themselves a good individual, you know, if you got your shit together and you care about, I don't know, like, women and respect them, then I think you're real. So, what's your aspect?
Cool. Well, I mean, I don't think that you should have to, reform to that just to feel like you need to get respect. You should command respect on your own without calling yourself a bad bitch or a real nigga, both of which are derogatory terms, so.
Yeah.
Word. Alright, just going, dropping some bombs on you. We should think about it for the next show.
Yeah, I would definitely will. Thank you for tuning in.
Love you.
Love you too.
Later.
This is getting intense. We got to get to the bottom of this. It's really intense. All right, so let's get some music going, you know, to, you know, clear the air a little bit and, you know, move on to a very interesting topic right after. So here we go. We got Troy Davis by Photo, because he's a talented, crazy man that we all love, don't we? All right.
Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother. Simply call me sweet, where I hello, mother, mother.
Yeah. Yeah. This world made us, it can't contain us, so Lord save us, this whole nation. It's the reason why I'm screaming Troy Davis. 20 years past, thanks for the patience. The fuck am I saying? It's insane, it's a game. The struggle seems to change while the system's still the same. No shame, they ain't give a damn when they stuck it in Troy's veins. And it pours when it rains, so they sang. Pain, pain, pain brings tears like the rain on my pain. It's the pain, pain. Pain like the poison that's injected in our brains. It's the pain, pain, pain like the poison that's injected in his veins. Listen to me now, Lord, hope you hear me out. All in my interior, the pain's got me teary-eyed. It's disgusting, the injustice, we in public, we ain't nothing. We ain't getting shit, no news coverage, just a new discussion. Who'd have knew this was coming, fuck it. Why be acting like this is new or something, cuz?
I am Troy Davis.
I am Troy Davis.
I am Troy Davis.
I am Troy
Davis. I am Troy Davis.
I am Troy Davis.
I am Troy Davis.
And we just wanna be free like Alex Haley, free like Angela Davis, or free like a baby that's overdue. We just wanna be free like the fruits on a tree from the roots. And they say that the truth set you free, so we just wanna be free like the truth, free from the system, free from capitalism and all the negativisms. They say fuck him and forget him, stuck him in the system. And there ain't nothing free for his ass, cause nothing in the world's free. Hate us, you can't contain us, so Lord save us, this whole name. The reason why I'm screaming Troy Davis. 20 years past, the fuck am I saying? It's insane, it's a game. The struggle seems to change while the system's still the same. No shame, they give a damn when they stuck it in Troy's veins. And it pours with the rain, so they sing. Pain, pain, pain brings tears like the rain on my pain. It's the pain, pain, pain like the poison that's injected in our brains. It's the pain, pain, pain like the poison that's injected in his veins. Listen to me now, Lord, hope you hear me out. All in my interior, the pain's got me to be free like Alex Haley, free like Angela Davis, or free like a baby that's overdue. We just want to be free like...
All right, and we're going to tune that into from Gia to Photo. This is your laser show.
Tiki Tiki Timbo, no side Rambo, Jerry Berry Gucci, Pip Perry Gambo. Tiki Tiki Timbo, no side Rambo, Jerry Berry Gucci, Pip Perry Gambo. Tiki Tiki Timbo, no side Rambo, Jerry Berry Gucci, Pip Perry Gambo. Tiki Tiki Timbo, no side Rambo, Jerry Berry Gucci, Pip Perry Gambo.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. You got some bass nectar, some photo, collaboration, laser pussy to Troy Davis to some political shit, some craziness. So you gotta appreciate all of that. I hope nobody really thought Mr. Anonymous was super serious. You know, this devil's advocate. Everybody gotta play devil's advocate, right? Everybody gotta challenge the system, challenge the, you know, this is what's gonna happen in reality. You're trying to change the discourse. You're trying to change the way society works. You're going to have people, you know, with that kind of mentality. You're going to have people being like, but why? You know, like, and then you're going to have to say something. So it's really crazy. We actually got somebody calling in. Let's see who we got. Yellow, you're tuning into Underground Stars.
Yeah, I was so moved by your radio show today, and a few of my friends and I started this coalition called Project Decolonize, and the mission is to emancipate all the bad bitches in real. So anybody wants to join, you can hit up Elijah, Elijah on his Facebook.
All right, if you're interested, anybody out there from New York to Boston to Cali to wherever you are, it's Project Decolonize. We gotta get out of that system. Empower words, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do. But thank you for calling in, pristine pussy.
No problem, love you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right. So you see, we got a movement going on. Just from one radio show, we got a movement. If you're interested, I'm telling you, sometimes this might turn into something that might be such little, it could be just joking around, but it could turn into something crazy. You know, you could make some poetry, you could make videos, you could make, like, music out of all of that. And, again, you gotta always have a devil's advocate, because people are gonna challenge you. And Mr. Anonymous, aka Photo, challenged that idea, and, you know, like, I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he, you know, brought up this fire within people, with Mirades and Katie and I, like, you know, like, it's all challenging, and it's not to get anybody offended or anything. It's just to challenge the ideas and to defend yourself, to show who's boss. I'm the boss, applesauce. Just putting that out there. I'm kind of gonna go over time. If you have homework to do, I understand you gotta go, but I'm gonna play some good music, you know. I also wanted to talk about an issue that I was dealing this week. And it could go to something a little further. Oh, we got a call. You know, I can never ignore my phone calls. Hello, tuning into Underground Stars.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? Who's this?
Yo, this is Photo.
Oh my God, really, Photo? I'll
call him back again because niggas thought I was serious. I was joking.
Okay, listen, I just defended you, okay? I just told people you just challenged the idea. If it wasn't for you, you wouldn't have people calling in talking about it. We wouldn't have this Project Decolonize coming up.
True, but you said that I challenged, like, I wasn't trying to tell anything. I called it a joke. Everything I said was a joke. Mirades, I am sorry, it was a joke.
No, you see, that's what I'm saying. It's do not apologize for what you did, because you just challenged everybody in a jokingly way.
I don't want people thinking, like, okay, this dude is out of his.
No, trust me. You were Mr. Anonymous. You were Mr. Go-Getter, okay? And I think from now on, anytime I bring up a topic on this show, I expect you, Mr. Go-Getter, to challenge those ideas.
In a joking way,
please do it, because okay, you're going to have people call in and challenge those ideas. Can we start doing that?
I got you.
All right, we're going to do that. It's going to be great. Next time you're going to be up in here challenging everything people got to say. And you know, that's how it's gonna work out. If everybody's okay with that, then we're good. If we have some complaints, then I don't think we're good. But we'll see. Thank you again. All right. See, beautiful people out there, beautiful people. Okay, as I was saying, with the topics of everything I was saying earlier about. If you just tuned in, I was talking about all this, all this stuff about, you know, our gender and claiming words and whatnot. I kind of wanted to get into an issue that I might leave for next week, but for everybody to think about, that I've been kind of thinking about for a while, is those jealous, manipulating relationships. You know, yes, I never enjoy going down the relationship path of topics, but I'm dealing with a situation where, you know, I had a really good friend, you know, he's a guy, he was a really good friend of mine, you know, we never had a thing, you know, he was just like my friend, you know, they always say like, you can't have a guy as a friend, you can't have a girl as a friend, they're gonna like each other. No, this person was my friend, he was a good friend, and he, you know, he met a girl, you know, and I was always like that friend who was like, I'm gonna test this girl out to see if she's good for you. You know, and I thought she was awesome. She was great. She was nice. She was respectful. But now, you know, years down the line, she's kind of creating this, like, wall between his family, his friends, and him and her. And I think it's important that whenever you're in a relationship, you have to make sure you keep your friends and your family close to you. No matter what, because you're going to have to balance that out in life in general. And you can't cut yourself off from family. Like, I don't want to put people's business out there, but the fact that, like, you know, I've been trying to, like, get in contact with him, you know, and every time I would get in contact with him, she would either get jealous, she would be insecure, and the fact that, like, I would, you know, talk to him, he would always have to, like, you know, when I was present with him, you know, we would play video games and, like, you know, like, we would chill and have a good time, eat, talk, catch up. You know, if he didn't respond within 5 minutes, she would get upset. And, you know, that's a negative environment. You know, I don't want to be in an environment with one of my best friends and he's getting upset because I'm there and he can't respond right away because he's trying to, like, balance out the attention. And I found that, like, very interesting. And now, you know, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. And, you know, there's just, you know, his mom, who I'm really close to, is, you know, worried. She's worried about him, and she wants to make sure that, you know, he gets the best. She wanted to make sure that, you know, he finished his education. You know, she was talking to me about those things, and then something happened, and she found out about those messages between the mom, and now she doesn't want, you know, anybody, you know, to be around her and her like, the baby that's going to be on the way, and all this drama, and I'm just there like, come on, like, stop being so immature. Like, if you're going to be this immature and you're going to have a child in this world, oh, God, bless that child. Lord Jesus, bless that child. I'm so sick of people bringing children up in an ignorant environment. I'm sick of it. Forgive, live life, do what you got to do. Recently, I almost lost a friend in a fire, and I'm so grateful that he's here today. And he actually, you know, he's taking it really well, and he's talking about how, like, you know, he's saying, like, live your life, count your blessings, not your materials. Do what you have to do in life. Forgive those that, you know, have done you wrong and move on with your life. Because what if tomorrow they're not there? What if tomorrow you're not here? You know, that's why, like, for me, it's like I always want peace in my life. I want to make sure I'm on good terms with everybody. If someone's mad at me, I can't go to sleep. I can't go to sleep if I'm mad at somebody else. I mean, like, sometimes it's hard, but you have to patch those bridges. Even if you guys are not going to be friends again in the future, just patch it and be like, okay, let's talk it out. If it's still not going to work out, it was nice knowing you, and I hope you do well in your life. Genuinely feel that way, that they do good with their lives. Just, you just can't have them in your life anymore. On that note, I'm going to play a song that was requested. It's called Downtown by The Black Hands featuring Skyzoo, and let's hear it.
Purple in the motherfucking house, house, house. City nigga, but I'm from the south, south, south. On the town, sitting on the stoop, looking for the people who shoot and then disappear with the poof. Kids killing kids for money and shoes. I was like, I gotta get out now. Get out how? I got too much here. Plus, this all year, I gotta check out here. She blow that loud, I blow that out. And if I make it, I don't know, I blow that down. Right with the smoke, I choke on my future. And then I breathe in, breathe out. No Kanye, boy to a man like Wanye. Looking for a Beyonce in the city lights. When I fight for my right to ill, I feel so beastly. Walk around downtown sipping on Riesling. This me, you see, this so recent. King of my world, I'm decent. And if you hate me, you gon' have to holler at the one who made me Swayze.
Chill. If you smoke, that's a song to smoke to, especially with Lana Del Rey in the background. It's like, it's very, very interesting. So if you don't know, now you know that this is the Underground Star Show. Always intense, always popping, always live. No scripts, once in a while only. But yeah, if you guys know anybody in those jealous, manipulating relationships, I would love to hear some stories, any advice to give to my friend and his mom. I mean, he can't do much now because, you know, chick's pregnant and they weren't gonna, oh, all this stuff. It makes me want to just like, sorry, that probably ruined your speakers for a second, but I just hit my head against the mic because I'm frustrated. But yeah, just to go off the point of like my femininity and my feminism, it's not really to bash men. You know, I'm not here to bash men. I'm not here to tell them that you're wrong, to be this, that, and the third. No, just be aware. Just acknowledge that the fact that there are women in the world that you need to respect. I don't care. I don't care no matter what her attitude is. Like, if y'all see the video of, I spoke about it last week, about the bus driver hitting that woman. It's like, yes. Yes, you know, she disrespected you. If she either like poked you, touched you, spit on you, whatever she did, I can understand if anybody did that to me. Like, I would have gone New York on them, like actual New York. Like when Pumpkin spit on New York, I would have dove to them. But I don't know. It's just interesting. It's just respect. Just respect the human being. Why? Like, and especially my thing is that. There's these roles expected for each gender. And, you know, like I was watching some movie with Sarah Jessica Parker in it. I'm going to look it up right now. But, you know, she was a working mother, you know, who, you know, was trying to do everything she could, like maintaining her job, being there for the kids, being there for the husband. you know, and everybody's like, how can she do it? I think that's the movie's like, how can she do it? How does she do it? And, yo, if you think about it, a man does that all the time. He, you know, he has travel, business trips, you know, he has to, like, you know, focus on his job, and there's no complaints. There's no type of complaints given to the guy who's doing this role as being as a man. You know, you have to go to your job, you have to do this. But then when a woman does it, and juggling being a mom and stuff, it's like, oh, how does she do it? Oh my God, it's so fascinating. Oh, you know, like, whatever, that shit blows. It's not my kind of thing. But I kind of have some news for people. I think I got accepted to go to London, to study abroad to London. Some people know this news. So I might be going to London from January to March. And it's going to be intense because I've never left the country by myself. I mean, I've been to countries with family, high school, whatever, but by myself. And I'm going to be taking classes in London with other London people. And they're going to be like, hello, welcome to London. This is your class. And I'm not going to take them serious because it's like we always make fun of like that British accent. And I really don't want to humiliate myself or humiliate somebody else. But I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful to get this opportunity to go. I want to see the hip hop scene that happens down there. I know it's like they have a strong like five element hip hop thing down there that I want to go and just like really just be there and see what happens. And I'm really excited for it. And if I get to go, I'm going to make sure to get the full experience. I'm definitely not going to be that stereotypical American that's like, oh my God, I've never met people like this. You know, like that's the stupidity that comes with it. But yeah, other than that, thank you all for tuning in. I want to share a song. Those of you who know about Charles Hamilton, the crazy one, the one who got punched in the face by Mary J. Blige's niece. Yeah, that's him. He actually has a song, Photo Put Me On, that I didn't even know that he came out with. It's called I Don't Care, produced by Eminem. It's going to be the last song to the show, and then you're going to hear ads, and I'm going to say goodbye. Adios. Amigos, mi amor. Okay. But thank you again for tuning in. I'm very glad everybody called, everybody pitched in and shared their voice. I think it's very important to share what's on your mind. And this is, you know, you could curse, you could do whatever you want. Just express yourself. And this is why I do it. So thank you again. And the song's called I Don't Care, because I don't care. Harlem style. Thank you.
Charles Hamilton. Feel free to make comparisons now.